20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What's up, friends? Happy Sunday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I am your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at AndyHermanNFL. You can follow the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. Appreciate you guys being here. Appreciate you guys making Pack-A-Day part of your daily routine. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, give those five-star reviews. And of course, check out those Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube memberships as well. Today, we are going to be talking about the offensive line, more specifically, who the starting five on the offensive line should be. Now, of course, we are a bit premature in making that ultimate decision as of right now, considering training camp and preseason have not yet started. But what I want to do today is go over why this is one of the more intriguing offseason battles or training camp battles that is going to take place that will decide who ultimately starts. We know Green Bay wants to get their best five guys out there. So let's take a look today at what those options are, what sort of different variations of this offensive line could ultimately be starting week one against the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. That is a very good Eagles defensive line. It is not something that you want to screw up week one and then work your way through the course of the season. You want to make sure your best five guys are out there right away and that they can hopefully gain some continuity as the course of the season goes on. We know there's going to be injuries. We know that there's going to have to be depth there to fill in for whatever happens through the course of the season. But again, you want to get that first five right out of the gate and make sure that you are starting the right five against the Eagles in week one. So today, again, we're going to go through all the different variations of what that offensive line could look like, who the key players are that we need to discuss. And then finally, I will get to exactly what I think the best iteration of this offensive line is going into week one against Philadelphia. So before we get there, we need to sort of look at, again, who the key players are and who ultimately could be making up this offensive line. First of all, we have our locks. There are two players that very clearly and very obviously are going to be starting on the offensive line, assuming everyone is healthy, and that is Elgton Jenkins and Zach Tom. Now, the intriguing aspect of Elgton Jenkins and Zach Tom is they are two of the players that have more positional versatility than almost anyone else on the offensive line. Maybe Jordan Morgan gets his name in that conversation as well. But Zach Tom, I wholeheartedly believe, can play all five positions along the offensive line. We heard the report from Rob Domofsky earlier this offseason that the Packers believe he is a really great right tackle, that he can be a Pro Bowl guard and a Hall of Fame center. And I believe all of that. I think he already is a great tackle. I think he can be a great guard. I think he can be a great center. However you want to, you know, sort of put the categories in of all pro, Pro Bowl, I don't care. I think he's going to be great at all five, wherever they want to put him. And Elgton Jenkins, I believe, has some five position versatility. Now, the hard part here is the right tackle. When he came back from his torn ACL, remember, Green Bay did put Elgton Jenkins at right tackle, and it went horribly. But you have to remember, he's coming off a torn ACL. He did not quite look like himself coming back from his ACL. And then not only did they move him from guard to tackle, they moved him from the left side to the right side. So this is a guy who had been playing left guard, who now is playing the right side of the line, who is now playing tackle instead of guard, and is coming off a torn ACL. I think that was the three strikes you're out at right tackle. It did not work at all at right tackle for Elgton Jenkins. Do I believe that that means he can't play right tackle? Not necessarily, but I can definitely guarantee you that it is probably the position that I would least want him at this moment. And it really doesn't make sense for him to be at right tackle anyway, since Zach Tom is playing so great there already. And you have guys like Rashid Walker and Jordan Morgan, who are more clear tackle options at this point. So we don't even really need to get into that. But the overarching point here is that Zach Tom and Elgton Jenkins, despite being the locks to make the starting lineup on the offensive line, could be in a variety of different spots because they do have that versatility. I will put one more player in the likely starter category. I can't lock him in quite yet. In fact, I would love if he actually had more competition, but it seems like he is going to be the third, not, I want to maybe say clear and obvious starter, but it certainly is trending in that direction, and that is Josh Myers. So I'm not going to put him in the lock category, but I'm going to put him as a likely starter. For anyone that has followed me for any period of time at all, you very much know that I would love more competition for Josh Myers. I am not a believer that he's playing or did play the best football of his career. I still think he has a long way to go to try to get up to that second round draft pick status. Do I think he's this awful, horrible player? We don't need to name names here, but some of the players that were basically just turnstiles on the offensive line and couldn't block any. No, I don't think that at all. But I don't think he has been this can't miss, can't replace guy that shouldn't have competition, similar to what we saw with Rashid Walker having to compete with Yosh Nijman and John Runyon Jr. having to compete this past season with Sean Ryan. So I know it's harder at center to compete at that spot and to bring people in. You're snapping to Jordan Love and you're usually making a lot of the calls and the checks at the line of scrimmage. And by all accounts, it's hard to judge from tape, but by all accounts, Josh Myers does that stuff incredibly well. The intangible stuff, the calls and checks at the line of scrimmage, getting everyone up to the line and on the same page, communicating everything effectively. Again, by all accounts, he does great at all that stuff. So it is tougher to say, well, this series is going to be Myers and this series is going to be Jacob Monk. Those are tough things to do, again, when you have to do all of those other things besides just block. And we have already heard from the Packers that they have no plans of cross-training Josh Myers. He's not going to get any time at guard. He is only a center. So it is basically center or bust for Josh Myers. And it just seems to be that he's the starter. There wasn't really a ton of competition. Did they put Elton Jenkins at center for some snaps? Yes. Did they put Sean Ryan at center for some snaps? Yes. Was Jacob Monk at center? Yes. Did they rotate a bunch of guys around? Absolutely. Did it ever feel like that was to compete with Josh Myers in OTA and minicamp? It really did not. It really, really didn't. I believe that this is going to be your third starter here. And then I believe there are three legitimate contenders for those two other spots. That is Sean Ryan, Rashid Walker, and Jordan Morgan. And then I think there are two other long shot type possibilities, Andre Dillard and Jacob Monk. So those are the people that we have to sort of decide between when we're trying to put together the different options for this Packers offensive line. So again, locks, Elton Jenkins and Zach Tom, extremely likely to very likely Josh Myers, legitimate contenders, Sean Ryan, Rashid Walker, and Jordan Morgan, and other offshoot chance possibilities, Andre Dillard and Jacob Monk. I don't think anyone else is really going to get their name in that conversation. Not a Caleb Jones, not a Luke Tenuta. I don't think anyone, not Travis Glover. I think these are your legitimate contenders. Royce Newman, listen, if he's going to make the team at a $3 million a year contract, he better hope that he's in the competition for a starting spot, because as a backup at that contract, it's not very likely that he makes the team. And let's just say I don't necessarily see that as very likely either. Let's look at these players from a season ago. Now, we do not have, grades from an NFL standpoint for Jacob Monk or for Jordan Morgan, but we do for everyone else. Here were PFF's grades on the Packers offensive linemen from a season ago, from best to worst. Zach Tom, 79.7. Rashid Walker, 66.3. Elton Jenkins, 63.8. Andre Dillard, 59.7. Josh Myers, 54.7. And Sean Ryan, 49.3. Again, that does not include Jacob Monk or Jordan Morgan, but it was Zach Tom, Rashid Walker, and Elton Jenkins that were clearly the best. Interesting that Andre Dillard was then ahead of Josh Myers and Sean Ryan from a season ago. For my grades, Zach Tom was first with a plus 5.90. Elton Jenkins was second with a plus 3.40. Sean Ryan had a plus 0.05, basically a neutral level grade. Rashid Walker was fourth with a negative 2.30. However, I do want to iterate here that his grade from week 11 on was plus 2.05. So he would have clearly been third on my list from week 11 on. He had a really tough start to the season, got ridiculously better as the rest of the season went along. And again, in those final, from week 11 to the 49ers game, plus 2.05. So really good grade, would have been third on that list from that point moving forward. Josh Myers had a negative 4.70. And when I just recently went back and graded Andre Dillard from last year, he had a negative 6.20. So those are the grades from both PFF and myself from this past season, which hopefully gives us a little bit better idea of maybe how these offensive linemen played a season ago. Are the grades perfect? Are they the be-all end-all? They are not, but they at least are a little bit of a guiding light in the darkness of trying to evaluate some of these players. The next thing I want to look at is all the different options at each different position. Theoretically, from a versatility standpoint, left tackle, Zach Tom, Elton Jenkins, Rashid Walker, Jordan Morgan, and Andre Dillard all have the ability to play left tackle. So you've got five guys there that can play it. At left guard, Elton Jenkins, Jacob Monk, Jordan Morgan, Sean Ryan, and Zach Tom. Five guys who can play left guard. At center, Elton Jenkins, Josh Myers, Jacob Monk, and Zach Tom. Four guys who can play there. At right guard, Elton Jenkins, Jacob Monk, Jordan Morgan, Sean Ryan, and Zach Tom. Five guys who can play there. And at right tackle, Zach Tom, Elton Jenkins, Rashid Walker, Jordan Morgan, and Andre Dillard. Five guys who can play there. So Green Bay has a ton of options. When you draft for versatility and you have guys like Elton Jenkins who can play four to five positions, Zach Tom who can play five positions, Jordan Morgan who's already cross-training at four positions, Jacob Monk who can probably play all three on the interior, Andre Dillard who can play left tackle or right tackle, Sean Ryan who I believe can play left guard or right guard and they've already started to cross-train him at center, you give yourself a ton of potential options for where these players can line up. However, you also give yourself so many options that sometimes it does make it harder to specifically try to figure out where you want each of these five guys. Because if we take all of the different permutations, of this, of how you could play those eight guys with all their versatility, you end up with an almost infinite amount of possibilities among just those eight guys of where you line them up and in what specific order along the offensive line. So today, I'm going to narrow it to seven options and then give you my best bet for who your starters are in week one and in what order. So here's option number one. And option number one is basically how Green Bay ended a season ago. Rashid Walker at left tackle, Elton Jenkins at left guard, Josh Myers at center, Sean Ryan at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. So what are some reasons why you would not want to go with this offensive line? I think the first would be Jordan Morgan. You spent a first-round pick on Jordan Morgan, and you may want to get him in the lineup, or maybe more importantly, or hopefully, he's just good enough to get in the lineup. And maybe you want to start getting him reps sooner rather than later. And if that's the case, well, this is not probably the lineup for you because he's not in the lineup. And that could be something where you maybe want to start, again, getting him involved right away because he is going to be a future key to your offensive line. I think another reason why this could maybe not work would be just Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan, as I said, now I had him as about a neutral grade. PFF had him as a 49.3. 60 is neutral for them. So they had him with a negative grade. As I have talked about in the past, I'm not as firm of a believer that Sean Ryan is just this, well, he's ready to go at right guard, plug him in there, and that right guard spot is settled. I actually thought at the, you know, towards the end of last year that Runyon started to play better than Sean Ryan at the end of the year. Now, it wasn't early, and I thought it really took Sean Ryan sort of lighting a fire underneath John Runyon Jr., but by the end of the season, I thought Runyon was just playing better to the point where I was kind of surprised they kept giving Sean Ryan, you know, a couple series here and there throughout those last few weeks. I thought it was just kind of going to be running because he was just playing better, kind of like how they just eventually went with Walker and took Nyman out of that rotation. But now John Runyon Jr. is gone. Sean Ryan is here, but I believe he still needs to take a step. I do not believe that this right guard spot should just be handed to him, sincerely. I think as a run blocker, he has the ability to be a really good player. As a pass protector, he still leaves a lot to be desired. And the issue with Sean Ryan is when he loses fast and he loses in epic fashion. I'll put it that way. Like there are quick losses that are immediate pressure. And that's certainly not what you want for Josh Jacobs and certainly not what you want for Jordan Love. So it's going to be paramount that he kind of cleans up some of those errors as a right guard. Now, do I think he can handle it? Yes, absolutely. Do I think he can make another step in year three? Yes. I mean, the jump that he made from year one where he was, whew, that was a brutal first year for Sean Ryan to becoming somebody that was legitimately getting snaps and competing with John Runyon Jr. for that starting right guard job, there was a significant step there. If he takes anywhere near that type of step going into year three that he did in year two, he will easily be the starter at right guard. But he does still need to take a step, and it, again, should not be something that is just handed to him, and nor does it seem like it is going to be. There's going to be competition with those spots specifically, and probably from Jordan Morgan. Why this does work, A, you have the ability to sort of carry over what you left off with a season ago, which quite frankly was working. Now, Sean Ryan was not a full-time starter. Again, John Rennie Jr. was getting the majority of those snaps, but Walker, Jenkins, Myers, and Tom were playing extremely well together in their specific spots. And Sean Ryan was playing a little less than half of those snaps at right guard, you know, rotating in with JRJ. So I think what we saw at the end of last year was a cohesive offense behind primarily those five guys on the offensive line in that order. So yes, I know you have a bright new shiny toy in Jordan Morgan. Jacob Monk is another potential possibility here. You sign Andre Dillard in free agency. But until any of those guys prove that they are legitimately ready and better than what you have, I kind of just like going with the group of five that you have. And that continuity and that consistency could go a long way into getting your season off on the right foot. So those are some reasons why and why not for that specific lineup. Again, Walker, Jenkins, Myers, Ryan, and Zach Tom. Option two, Rashid Walker at left tackle, Elton Jenkins at left guard, Josh Myers at center, Jordan Morgan at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. So same offensive line, just Jordan Morgan at right guard instead of Sean Ryan. So why would you want to go with this? Again, what we mentioned as a potential downside of that first lineup is you want to start getting Jordan Morgan ingrained in this offensive line. He's going to need snaps. We heard so many times from Brian Gutekunst that when you have young players, the best thing you can do for them is get them on the field and start playing and start competing. And we saw how successful that formula was for the Packers' 2023 draft picks. So if you want your 2024 class to have a similar level of success, it might be ideal that you get them playing time early and often, because again, that was a key ingredient to 2023's amazing rookie group. And I do think that Jordan Morgan has the potential to be a really great guard. And I think he projects a little bit better at guard than he does at tackle. And if you're just looking from a pure talent standpoint, Jordan Morgan is clearly better as a talented prospect than Sean Ryan. That doesn't mean he's a better guard. It doesn't mean he's a better football player right now. But if you're looking at projection, upside, and where both of those players should be in a year or two, or maybe even by end of this season, I like Jordan Morgan's chances of beating out and being better than Sean Ryan. And if that's ultimately going to be the destination, if he's ultimately going to be a starter and you're still not sold on Sean Ryan, well, then why wait? Get Jordan Morgan in, let Sean Ryan come off the bench, or maybe you do a little bit of rotation with Sean Ryan and Jordan Morgan like you did with John Runyon Jr. and Sean Ryan a season ago. That could be within the realm of possibility as well. So that would be the reason for getting Jordan Morgan, or it could be as simple as Morgan just outplays him. We saw in OTAs and minicamps, Jordan Morgan play left tackle, left guard, and right tackle. My hope is that come training camp, they have Morgan solidify maybe one or two spots and maybe don't have him try four different positions, because it looked like he really struggled with that in OTAs and minicamps. Now, that's not an indicator of how he's even going to be in camp. A lot of those rookies' heads are spinning in OTA and minicamp, and it takes a little bit more time to kind of calm down and slow them down a little bit. And then hopefully they start playing better and better and better as training camp and preseason goes along. And then, of course, through the course of the season as well. But I could easily see just Jordan Morgan winning that. Or again, you maybe play the upside a little bit there. And if it's even close, right? Like Sean Ryan is just a hair ahead of Jordan Morgan, but you see the trajectory going up for Morgan, maybe you just, again, get him in sooner rather than later. Option three is one that I've talked about on a few different occasions, and I think makes a lot of sense. And that is Rashid Walker at left tackle, Jordan Morgan at left guard, Josh Myers at center, Elton Jenkins at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. So same thing we just talked about in option two, except Jordan Morgan and Elton Jenkins are switched. And here is why I like this for a couple different reasons. The first is kind of what I just mentioned with Jordan Morgan. I kind of don't want to keep him trying to rotate in at four different positions. So I think if you're going to have him legitimately compete for a spot, it may make sense to just have him compete at guard if you're going to do that. And if you are going to have it be like, maybe Green Bay decides that Rashid Walker is going to be their starting left tackle. Josh Myers is going to be their center. Elton Jenkins is going to be their left guard. And Zach Tom is going to be their right tackle. That they take their four most obvious guys and just plant them in their spots and stop the cross-training stuff. And then you say, we're going to let Sean Ryan and Jordan Morgan and maybe Jacob Monk, maybe those three guys, or maybe it's just Morgan and Ryan just compete for right guard. And you know, we're not going to cross train Jordan Morgan anymore. We're going to have him solidify and specifically train at right guard, and may the best man win between Sean Ryan and Jordan Morgan. And if they want to go in that direction, then cool. And then we can go again back to option one and option two. Walker's at left tackle. Jenkins is at left guard. Myers is at center. Zach Tom's at right tackle. And then that competition is just between Ryan and Morgan. And if that's what they want to do, totally cool with that. May the best man win. But if they don't, if they do want to get Jordan Morgan some cross training, and specifically maybe not rule out left tackle, and maybe think that that could still be his best position in the long run, then what I would like to see is, instead of him doing left tackle and right guard, for example, where at left tackle you have to learn the left side and the tackle position, and at right guard you have to learn the right side and the guard position, let's simplify that for your rookie who is just trying to get his feet wet in the NFL and set him up for success and get him off to a strong start. And I think a better way to do that would have him cross train at left tackle and left guard and keep the right side of the line out of it. Let's keep him on one side. Let's keep him at maybe primarily focused on left guard, but also kicking out to left tackle at times. And then if, you know, maybe Rashid Walker does have an injury through the course of the season, maybe Jordan just kicks out to left tackle and just moves one spot to the left. But I think having him stay on the left side, start at left guard, and then if needed, kick out to left tackle at some point, I think that's a better direction to go in. And I know and understand the trepidation of, Elton's playing really well at left guard. Do we really want to mess with that? Understand the argument. Wholeheartedly, I really do. My personal belief is Elton is just good enough where I don't think left guard or right guard, and I know that this is not Madden. You don't go into player management, hit the R2 button, go all the way down to left guard, and then hit player management and move him from left guard to right guard. And it's just, oh, that, there we go. Same rating that he had at left guard, now he has at right guard. I know it's not quite that easy in practice. But we do know that the Packers don't really care. And what I mean by that is they want to get their best five guys out there. And their expectation for you as an offensive lineman is that you're going to be able to go out there and block regardless of what position they put you at. And I believe, again, that with Elton Jenkins, you can move him to left guard or right guard, and he's not going to miss a beat. It might take him a game or two, like, to just kind of get the feel down. He will be beyond fine. Wholeheartedly believe that. So I don't think it affects Elton, and I think it's beneficial for Jordan. Now, you might also need to, you know, have Sean Ryan then be a little bit more at left guard as well, because he's going to need to back up that spot, unless you would just want to move Elton Jenkins back to left guard if there's injury and keep Sean Ryan at right guard. So I get there's a little bit more moving pieces, and this is maybe one of the disadvantages of going with this type of offensive line. But I do think there are advantages with Jordan Morgan being able to stay on the left side, with Elton being just as good at right guard, and again, in my opinion. And here's the other thing. You now have a right side of your offensive line that is Elton Jenkins and Zach Tom. Now, I know in general, you want your better pass blocking linemen on the left side because that's your blind side for Jordan Love. So would it be maybe more ideal if Zach Tom was your left tackle and Elton Jenkins was your left guard? Sure. But I trust Rashid Walker. We'll see what Jordan Morgan's got at left guard. And I really love the idea that if you need a yard or two and you want to call a run play to your right, you're going to be going behind your two best offensive linemen together in Elton Jenkins and Zach Tom. And I think they could be very special together on the right side of that offensive line while you develop Rashid Walker and Jordan Morgan and hopefully build that chemistry on the left side of your offensive line. So that would be a potential advantage of going with that option. Again, Walker, Morgan, Myers, Jenkins, and Zach Tom. That is option 3. Option 4, is Jordan Morgan at left tackle, Elton Jenkins at left guard, Josh Myers at center, Sean Ryan at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. Why I don't like this is because Rashid Walker is not on the field. And if Green Bay is adamant about their best five guys on the offensive line, to me, Rashid Walker needs to be on the field. But let's play this out a little bit. Let's say that they really don't want to move Zach Tom. Zach Tom moving is not an option for them. And I could understand very much why they would feel that way. He's been far too good at right tackle, and he's got the injury now where maybe, you know, you don't have the ability to experiment with him quite as much. So I think he's probably just your right tackle. So let's say Zach Tom is solidified at right tackle. Let's say that you have the the competition between Jordan Morgan and Rashid Walker at left tackle, and Jordan Morgan just beats him out. Now, that would be a huge development because, again, Rashid played pretty darn well down the stretch. And if Jordan Morgan, though, is just better at left tackle, then you start him at left tackle. Do I necessarily think that that is going to happen? No, I don't. Now, at least not right out the gate. But if it did, then he's your starter at left tackle. You would think, at least. And where that leaves Rashid Walker is as your swing tackle, because Rashid Walker does not have the left guard, center, right guard versatility that some of these other guys do. So if it does end up coming to fruition that your best two tackles are Jordan Morgan and Zach Tom, well, then they're probably starting at tackle with Elton at left guard, Myers at center, and Sean Ryan as your right guard, with Rashid being your first guy off the bench, and then you would still have Dillard and Jacob Monk as well. Now, again, I don't like this because I believe Rashid Walker is one of your best five. And if Green Bay is true to their maxim that they want to get the best five guys on the offensive line, then you have to move Jordan Morgan or you have to move Zach Tom. Because I don't see a world in which Rashid Walker is not one of your best five. And again, unfortunately, Rashid does not have a ton of versatility and not even really doing a ton of work with him at right tackle. Now, he's played a little bit, certainly. There's no question about it. In preseason that first year, he played at right tackle. He can do it. But again, then that means moving Zach Tom around. And I can understand not wanting to do that either. The advantage here is if Morgan just wins it, well, then he wins it. He won it fair and square. Maybe Sean Ryan's just completely ready to go. Josh Myers isn't going anywhere. And Rashid Walker's your new swing tackle. There's worse versions of what could happen to this offensive line than that. And again, if you spent a first-round pick on a left tackle, at some point he's probably going to be your left tackle, right? Assuming he's good enough. So that would get him starting at left tackle. And by him, I mean Jordan Morgan. And potentially being that guy long-term. But this one's tougher, tougher for me to swallow. Because if I look at that offensive line, I think there's three people that Rashid Walker's better than. Meaning Jordan Morgan, Josh Myers, and Sean Ryan. And even if I want to make the argument that, you know what, Jordan Morgan beat him out, I still feel like Rashid Walker's better than Josh Myers and Sean Ryan. So can we move that offensive line around a little bit to get Walker on the field and either Myers or Ryan off of it? All right, number five, Rashid Walker at left tackle, Elton Jenkins at left guard, Josh Myers at center, Jacob Monk at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. Now, I think this one is probably a bit less likely, but again, there should be a competition for that right guard spot. And I do think Jacob Monk should be a part of that conversation. He's going to have to really earn it to jump up past Sean Ryan and Jordan Morgan. That's going to be a challenge. It's probably going to be more of a challenge because his primary position, at least so far in OTA minicamp, has been center. Could you make the argument that maybe he just beats out Josh Myers? Sure, but I think that's far less likely to happen. Again, just based on the communication, based on all the checks at the line of scrimmage, I think it's going to be hard for Monk to overtake Josh Myers. But do I think Monk could potentially be somebody that gets in at right guard? I do. And do I think that if he plays really well at right guard, he could be the center in 2025? I also do. So that would be an advantage here, is that you get Jacob Monk playing time, and now he becomes the heir apparent to Josh Myers next year when Josh Myers is a free agent. So maybe next year it's Walker, Jenkins, Monk, Zach Tom at right tackle, and then either Jordan Morgan or Sean Ryan at right guard. And that could be an opportunity as well. This would just have to be something where you get to camp, you have the competition, you've got Sean Ryan, you've got Jordan Morgan, you've got Jacob Monk. They're all competing for right guard. Rashid Walker just clearly earns left tackle. Jenkins, you're keeping at left guard. Myers is your center. Zach Tom is clearly your right tackle. And Monk just beats out Morgan, and Monk just beats out Sean Ryan. Again, I think this is less likely, but I don't think it's entirely impossible. And that's option number five. Option number six, we've got Jordan Morgan at left tackle, Elton Jenkins at left guard, Zach Tom at center, Sean Ryan at right guard, and Rashid Walker at right tackle. What this does is, again, tries to maybe work your best five guys along the line. Let's say Jordan Morgan wins that left tackle spot. Rashid Walker, you kick to right tackle. Zach Tom kicks to center. Maybe Josh Myers is a poor training camp. And Elton Jenkins and Sean Ryan are your guards. I kind of like this because, again, I believe that Josh Myers should have some competition, was not a fan of how he played, these last couple seasons. This one's a little tougher for me, though, as well. You have a lot of moving pieces now. You know, Jordan Morgan comes in as a rookie, first-year left tackle. Rashid Walker is now going from left tackle to right tackle. Zach Tom's now going from right tackle to center. And now you're still going in with Sean Ryan, who you still maybe have a few question marks with. So I don't necessarily know that this is the way to get your best five guys along the offensive line. I think there's probably a little bit too much movement here for this to be the ultimate answer. But if Zach Tom is a Hall of Fame center, and again, the other thing we need to talk about here is Zach Tom's beat up, or has the injury, I should say. So being able to get him time at center to win that job, it may not happen. And again, I don't think that there is enough upside at this point in time to move Zach Tom there. But if they believe he's a Hall of Fame center, well, maybe you start with him there. Jenkins at left guard, Sean Ryan at right guard, Morgan at left tackle, and Rashid Walker at right tackle. That could be something that works as well. Then last but not least, option seven, Rashid Walker at left tackle, Jordan Morgan at left guard, Elton Jenkins at center, Sean Ryan at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. This is basically what we talked about earlier of keeping Rashid Walker at left tackle, keeping Jordan Morgan on the left side of the line, keeping Zach Tom at right tackle. But instead of Elton going to right guard for Sean Ryan, maybe Sean Ryan looks better than Josh Myers and Elton goes at center then for Josh Myers. And I think Elton would make a phenomenal, fantastic center. Again, I have no issue with him going left guard, center, or right guard. I think all three of those are going to be great positions for Elton. No concern whatsoever. And if Josh Myers isn't up to it, well, then you get a veteran in Elton Jenkins who played center in college, who can make a lot of the checks and calls along the offensive line. You're not trusting a rookie here in Jacob Monk. Sean Ryan is still your right guard. Jordan Morgan, you get the opportunity to start at left guard with still Rashid Walker and Zach Tom at the tackles. So another potential option along the offensive line. So we had seven players that got in those options. We did not get Andre Dillard in any of those. I think that's extremely unlikely. We had Rashid Walker, who was in on six of those, five at left tackle and one at right tackle. Elton Jenkins was in at all seven, five at left guard, one at center, one at right guard. Josh Myers was in at five, all at center. Sean Ryan was in at four, all at right guard. Zach Tom was in all seven of the options, six at right tackle, one at center. Jordan Morgan was in five of the seven, two at left tackle, one at right guard, two at left guard. And Jacob Monk was in one at right guard. Left tackle, the player who ended up in most of those was Rashid Walker at five. Elton Jenkins was the most likely left guard in five of the seven. Josh Myers was the most likely center in five of the seven. Sean Ryan was the most likely right guard at four of the seven. And Zach Tom was the most likely right tackle in six of the seven options. My ultimate and final prediction here is option one. Rashid Walker at left tackle, Elton Jenkins at left guard, Josh Myers at center, Sean Ryan at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. The reason being is, again, I believe that you're carrying over what was already successful from a season ago. I think that gives Jacob Monk and Jordan Morgan more time to acclimate themselves to the offense, to give them more time to potentially train at maybe one particular position, while also maybe allowing them to cross-train at a couple other ones, and it allows them more time to develop. The other thing that's beautiful here is your game day roster is now those starting five with Morgan, Dillard, potentially, assuming he wins that swing tackle job. So Morgan, Dillard, and Jacob Monk as your top three backup linemen on game day. And why I like that is if there's any injury, if Rashid Walker goes down, Jordan Morgan. If Elton Jenkins goes down, Jordan Morgan. If Sean Ryan goes down, Jordan Morgan. If Zach Tom goes down, Jordan Morgan. He can fill in probably at four of those five spots. If Myers goes down, Jacob Monk. You don't have to move anyone around. And again, you now still have Andre Dillard on game day roster on your backup. I think you have the depth that you need with three good backups that have a ton of versatility and five guys who make sense along the offensive line, carrying over from what they were already successful doing at the end of last season. So that to me is the most likely lineup. That is my prediction going into the season, is that Jordan Morgan, Jacob Monk, and Andre Dillard, those guys will start on the bench with Rashid Walker keeping his left tackle job, Elton Jenkins staying at left guard, Josh Meyer staying at center, Sean Ryan winning right guard, and then right tackle being Zach Tom. If there were one other one that I would definitely consider, it's the one I talked about with Walker at left tackle and then Morgan at left guard, Myers at center, Jenkins at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. But I'm sticking with option one as my final take here. Thank you guys so much for being here. I know it's a Sunday. I always appreciate you a ton. You're the absolute best. Again, thank you for making Pack-A-Day a part of your daily routine. Shout out to our Hall of Fame and All-Pro members, Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Shea Bradad, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donald Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Dan Miller, Alex Huang, Arnaldo Espinoza, Dan Guestford, and Peter Itaka. I'll see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go!